Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it's Azure Friday. I'm here with Ming Fei. We're talking about Azure Streaming Media Services.
Hi.
Thank you so much. This is good. We're getting a little bit more advanced now.
Mm-hmm.
You showed us in the previous video where we were doing some basic encoding, mm-hmm. uploading a video. Now we're going to get into some code.
Yes, correct.
And some dynamic packaging, which you're going to explain to me.
Okay. So now I'm going to use a Visual Studio that we are going to do some coding to be able to access media services programmatically. And we are going to introduce to you the feature called dynamic packaging.
Okay.
So first of all, if you are using NuGet, that you will be able to import our SDK, that true NuGet package. Mm-hmm. And you may notice when you search Windows Azure.media services, you are getting two libraries here. And so you could use .NET SDK, which gives you a lot more flexibility. But if you want to really do coding fast in a simple way, our community actually contributes something called SDK extension. We always recommend you to use, provide higher APIs that you can, you know, probably finish the whole step within 10 lines of code.
Oh, wow. So this is higher level APIs, and we'll use those.
Okay. So, and you just added them in the namespace.
And this is just a console application, it looks like.
Yes, correct. So we are going through six steps here. First of all, we connect to media services. And we will create a new asset by uploading a mezzanine file from my local drive. And then we are going to encode this media file into multi-bit rate MP4. And then we will submit the encoding job, so the media services will kickstart encoding.
Okay.
And then we will publish the assets by creating a origin locator, so your media gets streamed through our media server. And at the end, we'll show you the magic of dynamically package the content for multiple devices.
And I think it's important for people to know that when you can just encode an MP4 and put it up on a web server somewhere, but that doesn't mean that everyone's going to have a great experience. And what media services really provides, when you get a URL, these adaptive streaming.
Correct. So the difference is when you do adaptive, the video sort of gets virtually chunked into small file, and each 2 seconds of video fragments contains multiple bit rates. So if you are having a bad CPU bandwidth at that point, the client would be able to figure out, okay, now I should request a low bit rate data fragments to the server, and the server will serve out a low bit rate so that you get started quickly or you don't stuck at buffering. So that's really a lot of magic happens on the client side and also the media server to make this adaptive streaming experience. Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Okay. So first of all, I will just use some code snippet.
Okay.
So first of all, you got to import your media account name and account key, which we could be able to find in the portal. I think it's manage keys.
Alrighty.
Okay. And then we will be making a connection. It seems my code snippet for this one is not there, so.
Okay.
I'm just going to.
No worries. So this is like when I think about connecting to a database, you're just connecting to this cloud context in the sky here.
Correct. So.
So you'll pass in some new media services credentials.
So I'm giving a name and I'm passing in the key.
All right.
Okay. All right. And then we are going to upload the file.
Okay.
Which I hope this code snippet is there. Yes,
that
it
one
is.
Probably is a little bit less fun. So
okay.
It's on your
I'm
C drive.
I'm using context. Okay, good.
Create from file.
So I am creating a assets that from C drive.
Mm-hmm.
And here the asset creation option is set as none. But you could also do storage encryption, which means you could be able to request the file's storage to be encrypted as well. And then we are just going to do some callback on the upload progress. Okay.
Oh, okay. So that lambda there, that's going to get called back, and it's going to tell us at the command line what's happening. That's nice.
Correct. And after that, we are going to submit a encoding job. So if let's grab this encode snippet. So here, what happened is you're creating a single task within a job to tell our media encoder that you wanted to encode your media into H.264 multi-bit rate MP4 set.
Okay.
Okay. And you could actually have choices here that if I look at this API, that I could actually have a lot of choices here.
Oh, wow. The same drop-down we saw before at the beginning, when you look in the portal and there's so many choices.
Correct. And this actually provides even more choices than the portal.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And after that, I'm just going to submit the encoding job.
I saw in the drop down there, it looks like you can do audio too. It's not just video if I wanted to do audio as well.
Correct, correct. We support WMVA that you could encode into audio as well, yeah. And after that, we just submit the job. And you could similarly track the job progress as well, because job sometimes could run longer that you may want to track that. And after submitting the job, the next step is when it is ready, you may want to publish it for streaming. So here, what happened is we firstly, because we are only running one encoding job, and you know the output media assets, the first one is what you want, which is the multi-bit rate MP4, and then we are creating a locator which pointing to that MP4 set, output assets.
Okay.
And this is called the on-demand origin locator. So there's another locator type. It's called SAS locator. If you're familiar with Azure Blob Storage, SAS locator is a shared access signature URL that you could access to that blob storage directly.
I see, SAS, shared access service. So this is, I want to talk to the real blob.
Yes.
Directly, or I want to talk to the blob through media services.
Correct. So this one, on-demand origin, should be something that you will always get, that you could be able to get the media file to our media server.
All right.
Okay. And of course, you can give a access permission and time spent, how long you want this locator to be available. Okay?
Okay. If I wanted to have content expire.
Correct.
Is that also a way that I might rent someone a video? I could say you can have access to this video for one day, and then it will expire, and they will no longer be able to watch the video?
Yes, correct. So if you have the contract with the studio for a year, for instance, you may want to set the expiration date for a year only.
Ah.
Yeah. And lastly is where the magic happens. So the older way of deliver, let me just fire up this so that...
get it started.
Yes, and then we can explain this.
So creating new asset.
So what happened here is really the older way of doing things is you encode your video into multi-bit rate MP4, and then you package into smooth streaming, you package into HLS for multiple devices delivery, but you keep multiple copy of different formats, which we think is not the ideal way you want to run your media business. So we have this new feature called dynamic packaging, which based on only one single MP4 file, that we dynamically package this multi-bit rate MP4 into smooth streaming, HLS, MPEG-DASH, which all the container format changes are actually done on the fly, which we think you only keep one copy of the file and you get to deliver it into multiple formats.
Right, yeah. Right. When I asked you questions before, I was thinking kind of the old way of thinking, which is I put my single source file into a location and then you fan out and I then have to manage 10, 20 different versions of this file.
Correct.
Ultimately, I want a relationship between me and the customer, my one media file, and they need to see it. I don't care if they have an Android or an iPhone, I just want them to see the thing.
Correct. So that's why we think this feature, it's very good because since the server do it magically on the fly for you, you really save a lot of storage costs, and that's the primary cost for media customers because, imagining files usually are very big.
So the three URLs just appeared in your console here.
So you may notice that they have the same GUI here.
Yeah.
Which means they are pointing to the same file stored in the storage. Mm-hmm. It's that multi-bitrate MP4 file that we just generated. However, at the end, there is a bracket here indicates different formats that you want the server to serve to your client. So we may want to embed this one on iOS, and this is for Dash. And also, we recently delivered another HLS V3 for Android devices as well, so you could be able to play HLS version 3 in Android.
You said Dash, what is that?
So Dash is what we call the standard for adaptive streaming. Hmm. Because before Dash, Microsoft has Smooth Streaming, Apple has HDDP live streaming, and Adobe have HDS. So each company developed its own proprietary solution. And last year, there was actually a standard came out called MPEG Dash. And it's a international standard. And Microsoft also contribute to this open spec. Hmm. And that's essentially what happened to HTML5 video now that a lot of browsers implement the HTML5 adaptive streaming by playing back Dash.
All right. Yeah. So what do I do with these URLs now?
So if we could actually try one, which is Smooth Streaming. We just copy this URL, we can go to one of the website called Health Monitor. That's a tool that we develop. Everyone could use to validate its Smooth Streaming content. And we can see, we should be able to see the video gets played.
Okay, and this is a HTML5 or Silverlight or Flash?
This is a Silverlight player. Mm-hmm. And you can see the bitrate and stuff, and we also provide log for you to debug for your Smooth Streaming content.
So that worked, that's the job we just did.
And similarly, there is a Dash player here, which is, we would be able to grab the Dash URL.
All right.
If we just copy this one, and then paste it into Dash, click on
and
load.
And this is an HTML5 player?
What just happened?
I think they have a...
Oh, I click on fork me on. Okay, let's see.
There you go.
Oh!
No, I think they have a bug.
Okay, let me see.
Maybe enter? Try enter. Tab.
Let's zoom in.
there you go. Nice debugging there. So this looks like HTML5 native.
Correct. This is a HTML5 player.
Yep, nice.
And you would be able to, they have like a debug as well that mm-hmm. you can actually debug for the video playback. And now, how about we take a look
All
at
right.
iOS?
So let's turn this guy on here.
Oh. Okay.
All right. So you've got a site ready to go here.
Correct. So for this site that I basically query for the storage and get the available multi-bitrate MP4, and there's a user agent detect the device. And since this is the iOS, now we're playing a HLS.
Okay, so we're doing
streaming.
This over LTE. So that's on an iPhone. And then she's got a Android here
Android
as well.
Android as well.
And that will receive a different
Correct.
Kind
of
so video.
It will be a HLS V3 here.
Okay.
Because as we know, only the recent Android 4.4 system support HLS V4 now. Before that, it only support HLS V3. So that's why we have HLS V3 provided by the streaming service now.
And really what all of this means is that I can learn about this, but I should never have to think about it again.
Correct.
Because Azure Media Services will do it for me.
Correct.
Very cool. We're learning all about Azure Media Services here on Azure Friday.